apparently that means we're live.
Talk radio.
Maybe not. It happens every time. That woman gets me every time. And you're live and you're not. And you're live and you're not. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Tracy.
What are we doing here?
We're doing our return to Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to be talking about a topic of your choice today, which is people change. How are you doing, Tracy?
Not too bad. Not too bad today. Feeling a little wiggy. I put some wrong stuff in my diffuser, so it's got my skin crawling a little bit. Or it could be the second coffee. I'm not sure.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay, good. It smells like one of those car air fresheners. You probably would like that. It's like a 1980s car.
I don't know how to take that.
I think it's a wonderful compliment. You just remind me of, like, the Cars, that old-time, good rock and roll, hanging out, bonfire, lumberjacket. Come on, you can't tell me that's not part of you.
Was it called Tweed?
Yeah, Essence of Tweed. That's exactly what it was. I love it.
Yeah, that it smelled like home.
It did smell like, it does smell like home. As soon as you come in, like, ooh, I like it.
Speaking of which, rock and roll, it wasn't exactly rock and roll, though. I really appreciated the tunes you had going in here when I walked in this morning.
Well, I think you never know what will show up on the rolling sounds in this space, so whatever gets us in the mood, I guess.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah, we were talking about getting Jeff to maybe make a riff for us for the actual show and how we would describe that. We might have to do a live video on that one because that will be fun.
Yeah, because you will describe it with, like, you'll make sounds with your mouth, and I will try to show him what I want it to sound like by, like, shaking my butt and doing some dance moves. We want it to sound like this, fun and spiritual, because that's what this show is like. So we better get into the show, because we have 30 minutes today, and it never feels like enough with you. I'm excited about this show. Sometimes it's hard when it's somebody else's inspiration to be like, okay, this topic like that we're talking about, like, what is your vision? But since we've planned out our next shows, I've really gotten into it, and I'm excited because I know this is a show where you're going to be challenging me a little bit. This would not be a topic that I would choose because of the perspective that you're going to bring. So I'm really excited. I think that I will potentially be asking some questions that our viewers will have, and I see like a little, there's going to be a little push going back and forth, which will be awesome. So people change. What inspired you to choose this as our first serious, I say in finger quotes, because we're never that serious, but what inspired you to choose this topic for our return to our podcast?
You know, it's interesting because I think we were having a gentle conversation about what we might want to cover. And for some reason, a version of this had come up. And I really don't know why I thought this is definitely something we need to attend to. I just felt like that there were many versions of this topic that's like this essence that's around that I think is important for us to even maybe explore. And I know it's going to make us both uncomfortable, maybe just a little bit, as to what it's about. So for me, afterwards, I started to think about, you know, what was that? And, you know, this has happened to me several times in class or with people in sessions where they're doing their own personal work. They're attending to their lives, and they're seeing their own growth and their change. And then there's this other part of them that doesn't necessarily see or acknowledge or is aware that other people are doing the same thing. And that people, every day, we're changing. Like, I can have an experience in the morning that makes me a different person because of the way in which I see the world. So I'm open to seeing something different, and most people probably wouldn't even know that. So somebody who discounted maybe that I would be open to that kind of conversation or be able to step up with something that I wasn't before, I'm not the same person I was 20 years ago. I'm certainly not the same person I was even 2 days ago.
I'm not the same person I was before I got here this morning, right?
Exactly.
Like, the vibe changes all the time. And, yeah, we're on the same page there with regards to change. I mean, that's the work that we both do, and we get to see and really bear witness to that transformation, because I feel like when people come and sit with us one-on-one, they make themselves vulnerable and open, and over time, we get to see them move through some of the hardest things that people go through in life. And, I mean, what's beautiful and what I always tell people when they're in the thick of their mud is that this challenge, this obstacle brings the greatest transformation that you can experience in life. So to see the sort of the lotus that blossoms after they move through it is beautiful. But I really get that what you wanted us to get from this show today, and what I'm understanding now as we sit together with it, is you're asking us to potentially be a little more gentle with each other, And so I kind of am brought to thought that, too, that while we're going through the change, it can be so messy, too, right? Like, it can be so, if somebody is in my presence when I'm in the thick of my own mud, I don't necessarily bring my best self. I bring my present self. And so, you know, I think that you're reminding us that we can be judgmental of each other when we're maybe not at our best, but we're being really authentic. And yeah, do you want to sort of, yeah, you go.
Yeah, I think because we see there's so many versions of ourselves, right? There's like past, there's present, they're all colliding together. There's what we're working through. There's, you know, people with pain levels, frustration, loss, joy. And all those things ping off of other people. Like, I had some dental stuff that I had to have taken care of this week that I'm still continuing to work with. And I went to a new dentist. And for the very first time, I'm working through this whole, we're going to talk about consent at some other point, another time. And I, for the first time, really, I felt like I was strong and adamant to the assistant and said, no, we're not doing this dental procedure until I talk to the dentist. This is how I want it done. That's not normally the way I talk to people. And so if she goes back and says, geez, I had this really rude person today, now that's one level, if we would have ended it there. But then later, when I talked to her, I said, I'm having lots of dental anxiety. This is something new for me. I'm working through this situation. If I hadn't had that conversation with her, she'd have a completely different view of who I am. She wouldn't see that I'm gentle and caring and supportive and could probably be her best friend. But I would be ruled out based on that day. And that's totally fine that we do that. But what I'm asking people to do is step up even further in, maybe it was a moment, maybe it's a situation, maybe it's something I can learn from this. Maybe, you know, it's this whole judgment that gets in the way of people who could really be your ally, who could be your friend. And can we hold space for people as they're doing their work? That I don't even have to have an opinion. That assistant doesn't even have to have an opinion. Her job is to help me feel comfortable to do her job in the moment and doesn't have to even have an opinion about it.
It reminds me, too, of a teaching that you shared with me years ago around 2012, which is probably when we were doing these Blog Talk Radio shows last.
Wow.
I know.
You talked about us being like the Golden Girls, and I just want to say, my goodness, how did we get here?
And you, when we were talking about 2012, that there was that, I mean, the big thing of 2012, or actually, so moving from 2011 into 2012, was how quickly we are moving through stuff. And you said you were teaching about the belief that what we move through in a lifetime now, you know, or what we move through in a day was the equivalent of what people might have moved through in a lifetime generations ago, and how fast we're going. And so we have opportunity every year to be completely rebirthed people. I mean, I've gone through astrologically, the last couple years were supposed to be years of great transformation for me, which was very uncomfortable, and I really feel like I've moved through that now. But because I have more of a knowing and more experience with growth and transformation, I went through many rebirths through that time where there would be days where I would, you know, go through a really hard time, and then the next day it was as if I had a whole new lens on the world. I experienced the world in a completely different way. And I would think that it would be possible for people who hadn't seen me in 6 months to almost not recognize me.
Yes, yeah. And then you also go, and parts of that would be going through really tough times where you're trying to navigate your world and life is hard enough as it is. And it might not look pretty. You know, there's definitely zones. You know, I went through medical detox from medications I had taken. I'm sure that when I was taking the medications, I wasn't a very wonderful person to be around, and certainly in the recovery process of that. But that doesn't mean that I also didn't have lots of worth and value. And it's okay to give people their space as they're attending. I'm not saying by any means that we should be doing other people's work. It's something for us just to consider and to look at that. Another thing that I like to talk about is that we collude. We collude with what's happening with people, and so we end up being of service to them. So I may snap off on somebody and then go home and go, geez, I don't even know why I did that. I didn't even have anything invested in that conversation, and all of a sudden I was snippy. And there's times when we collude with what's going on for other people, believe it or not, on a soul level, to support and help them. Not everything that helps us grow is comfortable and wonderful. Sometimes it's very difficult. And we certainly want to make it more doable. That would be nice. If we can take a path of least resistance, we should hopefully aim to do that. And I'd prefer to do my learning work that way too. But we do collude with other people. We get caught up. We get caught up in the moment. And then I just got to say, from a practitioner's point of view, this happens a lot to people. They'll be in a situation. Something will come out of them. Something will happen for them. And then later, when they're talking with me on the couch, they're like, "I can't believe I said or I did that." And they're quite embarrassed about the process. And then if who they were with has an opinion and is very upset about that, it can cause a whole lot of rifts in relationships. And meanwhile, it was just a temporary thing that had happened. You know, you can go back and talk to somebody and say, "You know what? Wow, I was going through this, and I can't even believe that I said that. I'm going to have to take a look at it." You know, I make statements all the time and go, "Wow, where did that come from?" And then be able to hopefully have conversations with people around that, or at the very least know that they're holding space for me and saying, "Tracy's working through something. It wasn't about me, or it wasn't about something we've done wrong."
And what about when it is about us? Because then there's the other perspective, too, that maybe I've said something that was hurtful, pushed your button, but that you were calling that in, right? That,
exactly.
Like, part of what I'm doing is in contract with you to, like, to make you uncomfortable unconsciously, not intentionally,
mm-hmm.
To kind of push you into a new area of growth and change.
Whatever comes up, for me, whatever comes across my bow in any regard, the first thing I ask in myself is there something in this for me? Is there something in here that I'm growing and learning from, or is it possible that this is an isolated incident? But regardless, I think with intelligence, you really want to look at, Why would this be showing up in my world, and just touching it gently for a moment, just to see if there's something there that you can work with. And if it's absolutely unfounded, it's not true, there's all kinds of wonkiness, I completely support people saying, "This is not for me at this time," or "It was never meant for me." That's what we have. We have choice in our world, and I think a lot of people don't take advantage of that. We have the choice to say, "You know what, I'm not ready for whatever this is," or "No, I don't feel this is me." It's really important that we learn how to hold boundaries and hold people accountable. But in general, the people who would love and care about you on a normal basis aren't out there to completely harm you. So we have to kind of take that too, right, and to consider it. So I think it's wise to consider, if you and I got into a riff one day about something, or you said something that was really out of the ordinary, the first thing is for me to go, "Wait a minute, is there any truth in here? Is there something I can learn and grow from?" Do that work with myself first, and then be able to hold whatever space was left. What was that about for you, or for something else, or was it just you were constipated that day, so you just blew off on me, you know? It's a very complicated topic. There's so many edges and sides.
Yeah, we could definitely go in a lot of different directions, because while we talk about people growing and changing, I mean, one reality is, too, is that because people are growing and changing so quickly, relationships that people have had for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, things can happen in one person's life that they actually grow away from each other, that they really have less of a reason to sort of nurture and maintain that relationship. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think there's certainly some angles to truth about that. Like, not so much that the time's up, but what we were meant to grow together in that close proximity, that space is no longer necessary. Whatever needed to happen kind of happened in there. Or it's kind of like if you're playing an instrument, right? You tutor under somebody, and then after a while, you've kind of got as much as you're going to get from that relationship of that tutor. And so you kind of look for another teacher to show you things, because whatever reason, that the engagement isn't giving that extra spark, that extra growth place. Or the other person needs to go somewhere else. You could be holding them back. So what looks like your growth in one direction really is about providing growth for the other person if they want it in another direction. So you're supporting that too.
So if somebody rubs us the wrong way, disappoints us, pushes our boundaries, or whatever happens in a relationship, changes or seems to be coming to an end, are you suggesting that people should return to those relationships when they really do feel like it's not best for them? Or what about those situations where we feel like we can't go back because we can't take the chance that they were just off that day or going through something? Because, a lot of the people that we both work with, too, are really sensitive people, and people are becoming more and more sensitive and potentially vulnerable. That's what comes up for me. When you talked about this topic, I think, yes, people absolutely change, or we change in our relationships with them. And sometimes I can't go back. Like, you know that about
yeah.
me.
Yeah. And I think that you have, this is where we get back to, you have the right to live your life the way that you want and the consent that you want. If that's what you need to do in order to be able to live your best life or to do the work that you're doing, I completely get and support and understand that. I don't think we should go back to the punching bags over and over again, or the areas that are just too hard for us to work. I don't think that we were made to have our lives be more arduous to grow. I'm not a big believer that it needs to be so difficult to get that fast growth. I think you can have quick growth from something as simple as picking up a coffee at the store. So you never know that way. So I would first and foremost, whatever it is that you're wanting to do or capable of doing, I support that with everyone. Part of it is just challenging. Have I ruled somebody out and I'm causing conflict for them? And I see that all the time. People that are causing conflict or making it more difficult for another person. But no, I don't think you should bring people back in your life if you don't want to. That's the great thing about that, is that you are in charge of your relationships. But I would also suggest having a bit of an open mind and maybe not making life more difficult for them, in your opinion, because people do make mistakes and they do learn from them, and other people don't. And so I think you have every right to protect yourself or surround yourself with the people that vibe with you right now. I think it's important for us to have gentleness and support, and I think it brings out the best of us as well. So I would never ask people to put themselves in a situation of, if the risk, here's how I look at it. If the risk is too high for what the reward might be, to me, it doesn't make any sense to do it.
Yeah, so what I hear you saying is, when people come forward even and acknowledge that they're part in something, potentially too, to not write it off, but that it's okay to do that boundary thing, or to let some things kind of fade away, because there are so many opportunities for our growth right now that we don't have to keep doing it in ways that are really harmful to us or toxic,
right.
or painful.
And my big thing too is that sometimes, especially people who are going through the spiritual growth, that they rule out some of the people they met in the beginning because of their beliefs or how they hold those beliefs. And to me, that's a great loss. Because, I have people ask me what my belief system is, and quite frankly, it does change quite a bit. Are there some things that have stayed constant? Yes. But I am completely in the discovery of what I know and what I think I know and how it unfolds. And if people who first met me, let's say in 2010 when I started doing this work, and 2011 when I was actually, beginning the practice, that what I may have said and the way in which I would have handled a client or a situation or a group would be very different than the way I would do that now. And it would be a shame for people not to spend some time rediscovering these old places that maybe didn't quite give them what they needed at the time, but all your practitioners are growing and changing as well, and so are the people in your world. And where you think that you might find allies, I can't tell you the number of people who start off on this path and think, there's nobody in my family who gets it, I have no friends who get it. And then I kind of push them into having conversations with people to find out their coworkers are thinking the same things as they are. Their family members are secretly coming into the back door of the studio as well. They're like, yeah, nobody in my family gets it. Meanwhile, that's not necessarily true, because they had a conversation 5 years ago and the person poo-pooed them. And sometimes if somebody poo-poos something, chances are, wait for them, they'll catch up. They're poo-pooing it for a reason. They're trying to figure out how to kind of wrap their head around it for themselves. And there's lots of things that I don't understand and that I don't get still, and that I'm, in 5 years from now, I'll have that as part of my practice.
Yeah, I would say that one of the hardest things, I really do live from a perspective of being a spiritual being, having a human experience that becomes part of my struggles and my hardest times, is like how hard the human experience can be, and the longing to like sort of escape from it sometimes. But yeah, one of the hardest things about being a human really feels like interactions with other humans. It,
mm-hmm.
I think sometimes, the monks in the caves, well, of course they can so feel like they've reached some kind of enlightenment, because they're avoiding and I don't mean this in a critical way. I just sometimes when I'm struggling, I think how much easier it would be. Would be hard in different ways, but yeah, human interaction is hard. Everybody is so different, yet so the same, but we're really good at pushing each other's buttons and lighting up where we have, old hurts and old wounds and pain, and it's a lot of work to continuously be looking at what this is about for me and digging into it, but...
So many illusions, right? Just so many illusions. That's part of what the conversation is about, too, is like, can we clean out our filters a little bit more and maybe even be a bit more optimistic? I'm not saying, you let harmful people into your inner sanctum or into your homes and that sort of thing. But, again, the way in which you scan your community, Like, there's lots of people here talk about our local area, and they have lots of really negative things to say. I'm not saying that we don't have a lot of improvements to make. We certainly do. Every society, every sector does. But I love living in this area. I think there's so much that we have going in our favor that I really enjoy. And sometimes it's almost shocking to see some of the things that are said about, you know, the areas that I really enjoy about our community. And again, that's just a filter, a different opinion. It's not necessarily that I'm wrong or they're wrong. It's not a matter of right or wrong. It's just like, isn't that interesting? And hopefully we all find peace in our communities and where we're at. But that's how things grow and change, right?
Well, and I feel that where we are is going to be reflected in how we see things. And so we really can be empowered in seeing more positive. One of the things I will say, you know, social media has become a bit of a necessary thing with business. And especially, you know, with my holistic reproductive practitioner students, one of the conversations we've had is social media, though, isn't really a part of wellness. And so they have this inner conflict about having to promote themselves and teach people and share information that way, while also somehow, you know, continuously working on themselves and having that balance and wellness and high vibe. And I have said to some, raise your frequency, consume positive energy, whether that be, you know, food, the things you listen to, what you watch, who you're around, and then the things you look at will match that frequency. So during the weeks where I'm doing a really good job with, you know, consuming more of the positive energy, what shows up in my social media feed is like opportunities to celebrate other women, like women winning awards and things, inspirational videos where somebody, today I saw one where somebody brought two cow sisters back together. Like, there's a lot of positive out there. And so if you're moving around your community and seeing it as this place that has everything wrong, I think that's like it can be a piece where we go, oh, wait a minute. What does this mean about me? And can I shift how I see things by being intentional instead of sort of asleep?
Right, right. And I think there's lots to be said about making improvements, right? Like, I don't want to just live in this la-la land where everything is good and great. Well, actually, yeah, I do.
I do.
I do. But I also know that I have a great opportunity to support and to create change in areas where things just need some shifting and need people need protection and support, that kind of thing. And so I know that as a community, we have areas that we need to improve on. And I also know that the things that we're doing really well, we want to keep those anchored, and we want to spend lots of time and enjoying that. I want to say that I have this, this, and this that's going wonderful in my community, and we also need to work on this to make this not the weak point. It's the same thing I tell people when we're working together on their own personal work or as couples. What's the weakest point? What are the things that are causing conflict or that are not so great that are going on? Can we improve those? And then can we also continue to improve the areas that are working really well? So you've got a good foundation, a good basis to feel strong and okay to deal with the areas that are quite uncomfortable. But any good athlete will do that too, right? A good athlete will go through and say, hey, you know, my feet are causing a problem, or my knee, and they'll work on the knee, but they continue to work on the areas that are good for them. But unless they work on that knee, it ain't going to run. It ain't going to run fast. It's not going to win those races. And so I think when we're brave, we can do that. That goes on a community level, goes on a spiritual level, goes on a personal level. Like, what are the areas that I'm bottoming out a bit on that I can support myself in and work through? And what are the areas that I'm excelling at? And can I live there most of the time but not pay attention to the areas that are holding me back too?
Yeah,
right?
Because if you live there most of the time, then the knee is going to get some of that light anyway, and it's going to, you know,
yeah,
it's going to move, and you'll have more to give from. So if you're focusing on the things that you can celebrate in your community, like all of the, you know, people who are volunteering and taking care of homeless people and things that we don't generally, that don't get as much attention because humans can naturally get really focused on the broken things. But when we fill ourselves up, then we have more energy that we can give to the things that need energy or that are in lack.
Yeah, and it puts us in a different position to be able to handle it. I know when I'm in a fear state and I'm having a really hard time, that area that I need to address that's very uncomfortable for me is insurmountable. And so I call upon my community, I call upon my family, I call upon my practices to kind of put me, at least give me a little bit more of an edge so I don't feel like I'm drowning in what this thing is. And sometimes it is a very big issue that I'm dealing with, and other times it's a small one that's really gets kind of blown out of proportion because of where I'm feasting from or feeding from in my life at the time. And so you want your backbeat and the things that you're thinking in your mind to have more of that positive nature too, so that that's what you're drawing on. I tell people I listen to beautiful music all day long at work. And so that becomes part of the filter where I'm drawing from, right? Those mantras. Am I drawing from a childhood position where I've heard negative things from teachers and that's where I'm resourcing from? Or am I resourcing from these new mantras and beautiful things that are in my world? And so we want to help ourselves as much as possible. I want to partake in living life. I want us to use all of our senses. I want us to dance and sing and play and come together and in celebration and come together and support each other in times that are difficult. Being a human is difficult. You are absolutely right. And it's also beautiful and wonderful and exciting and comforting and joyous. And, you know, I'd like us to have that full experience so that we make those harder times easier, or at the very least that we can walk through them gently together.
So we have a few minutes left.
Really? That's it?
I know, it flies. Could you sum up maybe in a sentence or two sentences what you would like people to take away from this? Like what would be your request or suggestion for people to take away from this people change talk that we've had?
I would just invite people to just be a little bit more open within themselves and be gentler with themselves as to acknowledging the growth and what they've been going through and how well they've been doing. So again, like looking at the community, the same kind of thing. What are we doing well and what are the areas you're still working on? And have an open heart and open space that everybody else is doing the best they can with what they have more often than not. There are some situations where I'm sure it's just too insurmountable to attend to. But being gentler with people. I don't think people are really going out of their way to be nasty to you or difficult with you. People are having a hard enough time. And so when I see people having a harder time, I just open up my space even more and come at it with more love and be gentle. I don't hold open doors for people for them to say thank you. I hold open doors because I like to open doors for people. And the more that I open that kind of space in my world, the better my world feels. And so it's just an invitation to... can I just remember that people are changing and shifting, and just because I saw one side or many sides of them and prove myself right about what I see about them, other people enjoy who they are. And that's one more piece that I'd like to add in there, that just because you have that one version of a person, somebody else loves them dearly and thinks that they're the best person in the world for them. And it's really wrong to challenge that and to take that away from that person too.
Good point. So, yeah, I guess we could say that we just need to honor that every single human is perfectly imperfect. So we have 2 minutes left. What do you have coming up, Tracy, real quick? What do you want people to know about?
I'm looking at some dates and times in the new year for Pachamama's Play Days. So open up all the doors of the locked boxes in here and play, just like when we were in grade school, where you go around and from station to station or hang out with really cool people. I'm going to have a few of those. So if you're looking for a good Christmas gift, that's what I'm doing. Of course, we have gift certificates for you to purchase that way too. And I'm looking forward to doing more corporate shaman work. So businesses, believe it or not, in town have always, I've had lots of them come here and to support their businesses. So I have unrolling some new people for that. In the new year. And daytime journey class next year. Hopefully that'll run as well. So what about you, Michelle? What do you got going on?
I have a couple weeks left before I go back on my doula leash. Well, I'll be on call for the winter. So I'm making the most of it. And I'm leaving tomorrow to head to Guelph, Ontario to do an introductory one-day workshop on holistic fertility support. I've been in Montreal already and I've done it here at your studio. And that's been really great. And then next week I'm attending the first Canadian Rural Innovation Summit that's being hosted right here in Belleville. I'm really excited to see the speakers that are going to be there and participate in that and network a little bit with all different kinds of people. And then I fly to Vancouver to do some fertility work there, and then I come home and wait for babies to be born.
Nice. And you've got some Reiki classes coming up too, so you'll see that on our pages as well, Reiki 1 and 2 coming up and around the corner. And I'm also going to do some pop-up classes. So last minute on the day, if I feel like doing something that evening, I'm going to say, hey, we're having a pop-up. Come and do this that day. So keep an eye out for that, and we'll see how that flies.
So check out Tracy's Facebook page, Pachamama's. What is it? Pachamama's Center for Wellness.
Sure, Wellness Center for the Healing Arts, Shaman Tea.
Yes, and By the Moon. You can like both of those pages. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. We're coming back in 3 weeks to talk about death in a serious and also a light way. I'm actually really, really excited about that conversation. It's great to be with you today, Tracy.
You too. We got to do it again quicker.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Bye.